Chairman Tracy.
Here.
Member Robinson.
Here.
Member Alejandre.
Here.
Member Don.
Here.
Member Dolan.
Here.
All members present.
All right, I call the Riverboat Board meeting, open session to order. Good morning, everyone. All right, the first.
Ready? Prime motion or?
Let's see. First thing we need is a motion to approve the minutes.
Got it. I move that the board approve the open session minutes from its regular meeting of April 21st, 2017.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right. Next item are chairman's report comments. Only comment I have is about minority disability and women contracting. I want to thank the Riverboats for cooperating in this, in focusing on this. I think there's been a lot of progress. There's more that needs to be done, but we've made a lot of progress. There were a few Riverboats that, out of an abundance of caution, filed waivers for this year. And I just wanted to let you know that we won't be acting on those waivers because we believe them to be premature, since the goals do not have to be met until next year. Are there any other comments?
Chairman, I just also want to commend the casinos for all the great work that they've done on their websites and also listing the opportunities. So I've actually had the pleasure to visit each of your sites and see the hard work and effort. So again, as the chairman mentioned, I know you're all looking for waivers, but this is the first step, and I think you'll have a lot of opportunities to work with new vendors.
And the only thing I would add to that is to thank Member Robinson for all the extra work that she has done on this. She has really dedicated herself to this and has made some, I think, helped the entire focus and initiative on minority contracting to have made so much progress this year. So thank you, Member Robinson. Mr. Administrator, any comments? Okay. No new Riverboat locations to report? All right. Public commentary. Darren Vandover or Vandover?
Vandover. Chairman Tracy, call me whatever you want. Chairman Tracy, members of the board, Mr. Strosky and staff, my name is Darren Vandover. I'm the Senior Vice President and General Manager of Harris Joliet, at least for the next week. I have been here for 12 years, worked in this jurisdiction for the last 9.5 as General Manager of Harris Joliet. I'm going to be moving with Caesars Entertainment to run our property at Harris, North Kansas City. And I wanted to say what a privilege it has been to work in the state with this wonderful board, with many people in this room and outside of this room, and the work that you guys do for the state of Illinois. There are two people, though, I really want to talk about here, though. One is our current dockside supervisor, Doug Lee. A true wonderful man. Not only is he's integrity first, obviously, he's fair. Big things are big things, little things are little things. But we had an incident in our hotel about 6 weeks ago now. Unfortunately, we had to meet there at 2 o'clock in the morning because we had something that happened. And he took one of my security supervisors aside and he talked to her and told her what a wonderful job she did under stressful situations. So truly remarkable man that takes the time to do that. And the second person I'd like to talk about is Mr. Ostrowski. My whole time as GM, Mark has been here. He's always been there for me when I've had a question, easy to get a hold of, obviously puts integrity first, but he knows that we're in a business. So he does what he can to make our businesses run better. And I know as we look to the future and we look at technology changing, because that's what's going to happen, he's the right guy to help move that forward. So I just really thank you for the 2 minutes to say that, but it's been a privilege to be in Illinois. And if you're ever in Kansas City, I need the revenue. Kansas City, wonderful property, fine restaurants, a great steakhouse. So thank you again for everything you guys do, and thank you again, Mark, and the whole staff and everyone here. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Vandover. It's, you know,
good luck.
Not often that we hear words of praise like that. You didn't have to do this.
No.
You're leaving.
Well,
and a lot of times when we hear from some of our licensees, it's usually in the form of a complaint. So formal or otherwise.
It's been a pleasure. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Kind words. All right, board policy item.
Morning. We're proposing amendments to the Riverboat rules to add Rule 273 thefts to define critical program storage media and require that they be properly verified, they bear the required security seals, they be approved for use by the administrator prior to shipment, they be shipped separately from the electronic gaming devices, and that the board be provided with advance written notice of the shipment.
And this rule is because there was an incident involving some difficulty in this regard?
This is essentially codifying practice that the industry already follows.
Very good.
Thank you.
Is there a motion?
There is. I move to amend the Riverboat Gambling Rules by creating Rule 273 by authorizing staff to submit a proposal for first notice filing with the Secretary of State upon final review and approval of the administrator.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, owner licensee items. Initial final consideration.
Chairman Tracy, members of the board, Administrator Ostrowski, Council Lorenzini, Mr. Reno, and staff, my name is Ed Winkowski, the law firm Greenberg Thorpe. I'm appearing on behalf of Des Plaines Development Corp., key person, 20% limited partner in Harris Joliet, to request that the company be permitted to take the steps necessary to become Des Plaines Development Holding LLC. In connection with this request, we're respectfully requesting a waiver of the two-meeting rule found in Board Rule Section 105F.
Very good.
So I'd also like to say if Darren was going to thank three people, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be the third one.
Okay. That's not part of the motion, is it?
No.
All right. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I might add, too, that some of what you're going to deal with today as it pertains to HERA's is as a result of a real estate investment trust trying to further its plan to get out of bankruptcy. So that's what it's all related to.
Yeah, yeah. And this one particular one is separate. This has to do with the passing of John Q. Hammonds and the requirement for them to change their form.
Yeah, I think your client has half of our agenda today, and I think a motion to thank the lawyers is the only motion that's not in here. All right, is there a motion on this particular part of it?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board waive its two-meeting rule to approve the transfer of ownership interest in Des Plaines Development Limited Partnership, DBA HERA's Joliet Casino and Hotel, from Des Plaines Development Corporation to Des Plaines Development Holdings, LLC, and further approve Des Plaines Development Holdings, LLC, as a key person of Des Plaines Development Limited Partnership, DBA HERA's Joliet Casino and Hotel.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
All right, the next is another Harris Joliet item, level one, director of casino operations. Any comment, Mr. Administrator?
Got a witness.
I know nothing further. We recommend that you approve Mr. Sitar as a level one occupational licensee.
This is Mr. Sitar here?
Yes. Right.
Good. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Nice to meet you.
Wanted to thank you for the opportunity to come before you guys today. And if there was any additional questions.
Yep. No, I have no questions. You look very qualified. Is there a motion?
There is, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and their recommendation, I move that the board approve Greg A. Sitar as level one occupational licensee in his position as director of casino operations for Des Plaines Development Limited Partnership, DBA Harris Joliet Casino and Hotel.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Thank you. All right, another Joliet matter, and this one is Chai Stewart. Chai Stewart.
Chairman Tracy, Mr. Gordon, Mr. Sadowski, here. I'm here with Ms. Stewart, and we're requesting approval of her level one application as vice president of casino operations.
And likewise, Ms. Stewart, we reviewed your background, and I have no questions about it. And do any of the members?
No.
If not, is there a motion?
Yes, there is, Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve Chai Stewart as a Level 1 occupational licensee in her position as Vice President of Casino Operations for HC Joliet LLC, DBA Hollywood Casino Joliet.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Stewart. All right, Jumers, Mark Edward Bennett, President and General Manager, Level 1.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
Members of the Board, Mr. Ostrowski and staff. I'm Hannah Aaronstam, here from Better Price, representing Jumers Casino and Mr. Bennett. Mr. Bennett's here with me today, and he's prepared to answer any questions you might have.
Likewise, we have reviewed your qualifications and background, and I have no questions. Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the Board approve Mark Edward Bennett as a Level 1 occupational licensee in his position as President and General Manager for the Rock Island Boat Works, Inc., DBA Jumers Casino and Hotel.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Great, thank you very much. Support the work with the team.
Thank you. All right, Harrah's Metropolis, change in legal form.
Chairman Tracy, members of the Board, Administrator Ostrowski, Councilwoman Zini, Ms. Rubin, staff, again, Ed Winkowski of Greenberg Curry. As Administrator Ostrowski mentioned, I'm appearing today on behalf of the constituents of the Caesars restructuring to seek the necessary final approvals from the Board to permit the company to execute the court-approved reorganization. As you're aware, we first appeared before the Board in January. We continue to work very closely with staff, provide the necessary information the Board needs to consider this request. I'm happy to be quiet and take direction from the Board with respect to the manner and order of the motions necessary to obtain these approvals, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
And here you're changing from the corporate form to an LLC?
That's correct.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the Board approve the transfer of ownership interest in Southern Illinois Riverboat Casino Cruises, Inc., DBA Harrah's Metropolis Casino, through its parent from Caesars Entertainment Operating Company, Inc., to CEOC LLC, and further approve CEOC LLC as a key person of Southern Illinois Riverboat Casino Cruises, Inc., DBA Harrah's Metropolis Casino.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right, we have another change in legal form here for Harrah's Joliet. And this is a transfer of ownership and interest to an LLC, so slightly different.
Slightly different in that it's a key person just for the Joliet property.
All right. Is there a motion?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the Board approve the transfer of Displanes Development Limited Partnership, DBA Harrah's Joliet Casino and Hotels, 80% ownership interest from Harrah's Illinois Corporation to Harrah's Illinois LLC, and approve the transfer of ownership interest through its parent from Caesars Entertainment Operating Company, Inc., to CEOC LLC, and further approve CEOC LLC and Harrah's Illinois LLC as a key person of Displanes Development Limited Partnership, DBA Harrah's Joliet Casino and Hotel.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is that what you're looking for, Mr. Whitman?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, Caesar's refinancing plan. Do you wish to speak to that?
I'm happy to take your lead here. We've worked closely with the staff to make sure they have the information necessary to craft the motions. And if you have any questions for him, I'll answer them. This is one of the four specific approvals that are necessary in order to have final approval for that.
And this is all pursuant to the court-ordered plan of reorganization?
That's right.
And you're doing this in multiple jurisdictions?
Yes, the company is doing it in almost all of their jurisdictions. Quite a lot of work behind the scenes.
Very good. Is there a motion?
Yes, Chairman, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve CEOC LLC to enter into a $1.235 billion senior secured term facility and a $200 million senior secured revolving facility, including subsidiary guarantee of debt by Southern Illinois Riverboat Casino Cruises, Inc., DBA Harris Metropolis Casino, and Des Plaines Development Limited Partnership, DBA Harris Joliet Casino and Hotel, consistent with the terms outlined in the documents provided to the board.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, Harris Metropolis, again, part of the reorg plan. And this involves the lease back from the REIT.
We need specific approval under the board rules in order for the operator to enter into the lease.
Very good. Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve the request from Southern Illinois Riverboat Casino Cruises, Inc., DBA Harris Metropolis Casino, and Des Plaines Development Limited Partnership, DBA Harris Joliet Casino and Hotel, to enter into lease agreements substantially in the form provided to the board through their parent CEOC LLC with BICI Properties 1 LLC, the REIT, and further approve the transfer or distribution of their real estate assets to CEOC LLC and its transfer or distribution of those real estate assets to BICI Properties 1 LLC through its owners, BICI Properties LP and BICI Properties GP LLC, consistent with the terms outlined in the documents provided to the board.
Is there a second?
Second.
Before we vote on this, I just want to thank Mr. Lipinski and his staff and all the legal staff for helping the board understand this very complex reorganization plan and all the various motions and moving parts. I can't say we understand it well enough to explain it, but they've done a very good job of explaining all this with all the charts and everything. So thank you, Mr. Lipinski, and thank you to legal staff.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I was saving my note of thanks to the end. The last piece of this will be issuing the supplier's license to
VICI.
Yeah, but if I could just now, well, I'll let you go, and then I would like to thank the staff.
All right, all in favor of the pending motion?
Aye.
Aye. Are there any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. I think this is the final Caesar's motion here, the ICI Properties initial supplier license. Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a supplier license to VICI Properties 1 LLC for a period of 1 year, expiring in May 2018, and find the following entities and individuals suitable as key persons: VICI Properties, Inc., VICI Properties LP, and John Payne.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
So just quickly, a personal note of thanks. D.D. Pissarro, under the direction of Scott Bell and the investigation team, Holly Wukowicz, and Bob Burke, we met several times in various correspondence for the work that the licensing team did. And certainly Tammy Compton, who is fair, but frankly merciless.
So we've heard her name a lot recently.
Yes.
In connection with this.
Marvelous job in supporting under Jim's direction, just badgering me, doing a wonderful job. And just all of the pieces came together with support of the legal team and the direction and leadership of Administrator Ostrowski. And it mirrors, it's been a privilege to watch that happen, and it mirrors the effort of the company and all the constituents, folks working tirelessly, not only here, but all the jurisdictions that have positioned this to happen. So it's been quite a privilege to do this, and I'm sure I speak for the most of the staff here that in addition to the holiday weekend, they're really looking forward to hearing a lot less from me and Martha as well.
Thank you, Mr. Winkowski, but let me ask you this. Have you been working with the other jurisdictions, the other gaming boards?
We work closely. They have regulatory counsel.
I understand that Caesars Council has, but I was wondering if you personally have had occasion to work with the other,
not in
or if you have any knowledge about how they they've handled this and if they've taken a similar approach?
Yes, I do. We do a weekly call with all the regulatory council and we give an update on how the process has been going in each of the jurisdictions. We were just talking about it this morning. Mississippi, Maryland, and New Jersey, either full approval in Mississippi of the transaction. They're about halfway there in Maryland and New Jersey. They're pretty close in Indiana as well. They're still working in Pennsylvania and Nevada. I'm going to miss some of them, but it's all coming together. All of the council have been working very hard to get the information they need to the regulatory authority, and it's really looking like it's coming together. Everyone's very optimistic and looking to get to the other side.
And to your knowledge, none of them are withholding approval or appear to be presenting major roadblocks?
To my knowledge, everything is moving forward. It's just a matter of the timing, I think, of how quickly can you get there.
Okay, very good. All right, thank you. Occupational licensee items, initial level 2 and level 3 licenses.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, this month we present you with a list of applicants for level 2 and level 3 occupational licenses that we believe are suitable for licensure. And we ask that you approve them and we know you deny one applicant.
Very good. Is there a motion?
There is. I have reviewed the list presented by staff and based on their investigation and recommendation, I move to find suitable and approve 82 level 2 occupational licenses and 111 level 3 occupational licenses and authorize the administrator to issue a notice of denial to Justin Maurice Poole.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Requests for hearing and requests to reapply.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we received one request for a hearing this month and one to reapply for a license. The first request is from Andrea Chiriaco. Because she is no longer statutorily disqualified and her request complies with all the board rules, we now ask that you rescind the hearing.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on the information provided in her request for hearing, I move that the board rescind its April 2017 denial of Ms. Andrea Sirocco's application, place her application back into a pending status.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
We also received a request to reply from Mr. Patrick Wadlow. The board revoked Mr. Wadlow's application license after failing to pay the board fine of $500. Mr. Wadlow explained in his request to reply that he was serving in the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at the time of the receiving notice. He's also agreed to pay the fine, so we asked the board to grant his agreement to the fine.
Very good. Is there a motion?
There is. Based on the information provided in his request to reapply, I move that the board allow Mr. Patrick Wadlow to reapply for an occupational license after payment of the fine issued by the board in December 2015.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Disciplinary actions.
Staff recommends that the board revoke the occupational licenses of 3 individuals. First recommendation would be to revoke the license, the occupational license level 3 of Daniela Delgado based on her April of 2015 arrest and all subsequent felony convictions.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes, based on staff investigation and recommendation, I move that the board revoke the level 3 occupational license of Daniela Delgado due to her recent felony conviction. This action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer to the complaint is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Staff further recommends the board revoke the level 2 occupational license of Jason Terry Scooby for retail theft in October of 2016.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and their recommendation, I move that the board revoke the occupational license of Jason Terry Scobie for engaging in theft. This action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer to the complaint is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
The last request is that the board issue a disciplinary complaint against Paradise Hotel Casino for failing to prevent an individual on the self-exclusion list from entering the gaming area, cashing a personal check, and engaging in the game.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint against Paradise Gaming Corporation, DBA Paradise Hotel Casino, fining it $125,000 for allowing an individual on the self-exclusion list to enter the gaming area within the admissions turnstiles, obtains funds for gambling purposes, and gamble. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer to the complaint is properly filed within that timeframe.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any board member comments?
Other than we take these matters pretty seriously, and whether it's promotional materials going out to people who are on the SEP list, they're struggling and they don't need the encouragement of mailers, and we have to also be very diligent about making sure that they don't get into your casinos.
I think the only comment I would like to make is that the Paradise has cooperated, self-reported, and but for that cooperation, the fine would have been higher. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Mr. Administrator, is there any further riverboat business?
Not a riverboat.
All right. Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, the riverboat meeting is adjourned.